Good morning. Today's chapter is Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yisrodei HaTorah, and today's subject matter will be a bit more philosophical again, though no need to worry, it won't be nearly as technical as the first few prakim were. For today, the Rambam will begin to explain other fundamental assertions of our belief, that God communicates to mankind through prophecy, through nevuah, and that the height of prophecy attained by Moshe Rabbeinu was both unprecedented and unparalleled afterwards, that it was essentially in an entirely different distinct category than that of all other Nevi'im. Overall, it's a really interesting and incredibly important parak. Halacha Aleph. Miyisodei hadas leida shakel minavei es bnei hod. One of the foundations of religion is to know that God communicates to mankind through prophecy. Ve'ena nevuah chola el al chacham gadol b'chachma. And prophecy only occurs to a man who is exceedingly wise. Gibor b'midosav ve'lo yehi yitzro misgaber olav b'davar b'olam el hu misgaber b'dayto al yitzro tamid. Somebody who's in full control of his characteristics, his inclinations never overpower him with regards to anything. Rather, he, using his wisdom and his intellect, is able to overpower his inclinations constantly. And he's somebody who understands matters in a very broad fashion and correctly. Somebody who's filled with all these different characteristics. Shalim begufo, and is also physically fit. When he enters into the philosophical discussions mentioned in the first four prakim of Hilchos Yisrodei HaTorah, and he delves into them, and he understands them properly. And he continues to sanctify himself and distance himself from amidst those people that walk in the darkness of the time. And he trains himself, he teaches himself, not to allow a stray thought, one which relates to futile matters, vanities, trivialities of the time, but instead, but rather, his mind is constantly tied up in deep philosophical connection to the Borei Olam, to those high spiritual entities, and he delves into and understands, he looks at all of creation from the highest forms down to the lowest, and he knows through them the greatness of God. Immediately, the Holy Spirit will dwell upon him. And that moment, his soul will be brought up to the level, he'll ascend to the level of the lowest of the angels, called Ishim, and he'll become a different person. And he'll recognize that he's no longer as he was beforehand. Rather, he's ascended beyond the level even of those other wise men amongst mankind. As the pasuk says with regards to Shal, Shmuel told Shal, you will go and prophesy along with other Nevi'im, and you will become a different man. The different Nevi'im were on different levels of greatness. Just as with regards to wisdom, you can have a wise man who's greater than another wise man, so too with Nevuah, you can have one prophet who's greater than the next prophet. However, the Rambam will now turn to four components, which all prophets, no matter how great, almost without exception, all shared. Number one. All of them, no matter which Navi we're talking about, he only saw his prophecy through a vision of night. Or if it was during the day, after they were in a state of slumber. In other words, they only saw it through a dream. As the pasuk says with regards to other Nevi'im, that Hashem says he'll communicate to him through a vision, through a dream. A second point, which all Nevi'im shared, v'kulam kishem es avim, evareihem mizdazon, v'koach agov koshel, v'shenoseihem mistarfos, v'tishoyer hadas p'nuya lohavin mashatira. And all Nevi'im, no matter who they are, once again, when they would prophesy, their limbs would shake, their bodies would become weak, their senses would become depleted, their mind would be left open to focus solely away from the physical body on that which they would receive in the vision. Commotion emmer ba Avram, as the pasuk says with regards to Avram, meaning emach hashich gadol novel is love. Commotion emmer Daniel, like it says by Daniel, behodi ne'apach alav, alai l'mashchis, v'lo l'atzarti koach. Halacha Gimel, the third component now that all Nevi'im share with regards to their Nevuah. Hadavarim shemodiyim l'navi b'mara Nevuah. Matters which are revealed to a Navi through his vision, derech mashal modiyim lo. It's told to him through a parable. Umiyad yichakik b'libo pisron ha-mashal b'mara Nevuah b'yada mahu. And immediately upon him receiving this vision, he also receives with it its interpretation, what this parable means, and he understands it fully. Just as Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze saw the angels ascending and descending on the ladder, which was in a parable form, yet he understood its meaning as well, that it referred to these four future kingdoms which would subjugate his descendants. Some of them, such as the ones just cited, the Navi told us both the parable as well as its interpretation. And there were those that merely told over the explanation without telling us the parable. And on occasion, the Navi also only tells us over the parable without telling us the explanation. However, the major point that the Rambam is trying to illustrate here is that all Nevi'im received their Nevuah in a form of parable, rather than having a direct explanation given to them on its own. Halacha Dalid, the Rambam turns to the fourth component, which all Nevi'im shared. Kol Nevi'im emes navan b'chol esh yirtu. All Nevi'im were not able to prophesy at any time that they desired. El mechuvanim daitam v'yoshim smechem v'tovei lev u'mespoded them. Rather, what would they do? They would focus their intent. They would try to focus on becoming a Navi, and they would sit in a state of joy and happiness, and they would meditate. She'ena nevuah shora lo mitoch atzvos lo mitoch atzlos el mitoch simcha. Because a prerequisite for becoming a Navi is that you must not be in a state of depression or lethargy, but rather you have to be joyous and excited. Lefikach b'nei ha'nevi'im lefneihem nevel v'tov v'chalil v'kino v'heim v'akshim ha'nevuah. Therefore, the people that would try to become Nevi'im, as we'll see in a moment, they're called the b'nei ha'nevi'im. So they would have before them different types of musical instruments, and then they would seek out a prophecy. And this is what the pasuk means when it says, and they are prophesying. Not that they're actually in a state of prophecy right now, but rather they're going about the process of becoming a Navi. They're doing the things which are necessary in order to receive a prophetic vision. Just as you might say somebody's becoming great. So not that he's actually great right now, but he's doing all the things that are necessary in order to become great. Halacha hey. Those that are desiring to become Nevi'im, they are trying to become Nevi'im, are called the B'nei HaNevi'im, the sons of the Nevi'im. Even though they're focusing their intent on this, we relate back to the previous point the Rambam was trying to make. Even though they're doing everything great, it's possible the Shekhinah might dwell within them, but it's also possible that they will not. Halacha Vav. Everything that's been said this far, these four different components relate to every single Navi, no matter how early, no matter how late, all the way back from Avraham Avinu, the Rambam mentioned, all the way down to Zechariah. Chutz mi Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shel Kol Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu was distinct with regards to these four areas. Moshe, the master of all the different Nevi'im. Umah hefreshesh bein nevuas Moshe l'shar kol Nevi'im. So what are these distinctions? The Rambam is going to spell it out for us between Moshe and the other Nevi'im. Number one, Shekol Nevi'im b'chalom amar v'Moshe Rabbeinu misnavi v'hu ar v'omeid shenemar v'vo Moshe elo ha'moed l'daber ito v'shma es hakol. Number one, other Nevi'im saw in some sort of vision or dream Moshe Rabbeinu while he was totally erect and awake spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, Kol Nevi'im al yedei malach. All the other Nevi'im spoke to God through an intermediary, through an angel. And therefore, apparently it flows from that. Therefore, they saw it only through some sort of riddle, some sort of parable. Moshe Rabbeinu lo yedei malach. Moshe spoke to Hashem not through a malach. That's not how he received his prophecy. Shneimar pe'al pe'al daber bo. V'neimar v'daber Hashem el Moshe panim el panim. V'neimar utzmunas Hashem yabit. Klomar, she'ein sham mashal. There was no vision there, no intermediary. Ela roa hadavar al borio below chida below mashal. Moshe understood the matter completely, absolutely, without any sort of riddle being given to him. Hu shatoram ida alav b'mara velo b'chidos. She'eino misna v'b'chida el b'mara sheroa hadavar al borio. That's what the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he saw with a perfect clarity, not with any sort of in between, not with a malach, and not with that malach, therefore giving him over some sort of vision. Number three, Kol Nevi'im Yireim V'Nivhalim Mogigin. Every other Navi, when they would have the experience of Nevi'im, as the Rambam already told us beforehand, they would break down from it. Moshe Rabbeinu Eino Kain. Moshe was entirely different. Hu Shekas of Omer Kasher Yidaber Ish Areu. Just as a person speaks to his friend, Kolomar, Kimosh Ein Adam Nivhal Lishmoa Dibrei Chaveiro. Just as a person is overwhelmed, bewildered by conversing with his friend, Kachai Koch B'Daito Shel Moshe Rabbeinu L'Havin Dibrei Nevuah Hu Omed Al Omdo Shalim. Moshe Rabbeinu was so powerful with his intellect that he was able to maintain his complete composure as he had conversed with God. Number four, Kol Nevi'im Emes Navim B'Chol Eish Yirtu. every other Nabi wasn't able to just prophesy whenever he wanted, as we've seen already. Moshe Rabbeinu Enu Kain. Moshe was different. Anytime the Moshe willed it, immediately the Holy Spirit would ensconce him, and he would have prophecy. And he wouldn't need to prepare his mind for it and prepare for it in other ways. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was always in a state of preparedness, just like the angels. And therefore, he was able to prophesy at any time. Moshe says, you stay here, and I will go and listen that which Hashem will command you. And indeed, Moshe just decided to talk to Hashem, and he received his prophecy. And this is what Hashem promised him. You stay here with me, Moshe. Everybody else can go back home. Everybody else goes back home and takes care of their regular mundane business like anybody else. And therefore, they don't have to separate from their wives. Moshe Rabbeinu lo chazer la halacha rishon. Moshe Rabbeinu did not return back to his original dwelling. Lefikach pirish min isha lo'olam u'min adom alo. Therefore, Moshe separated from his wife permanently and all other physical matters. V'nekshura daito l'tzor olamim. V'lo nistalik me'alav ha'od lo'olam. V'keren or panav. V'niskadish k'malachim. And therefore, Moshe was constantly connected to the borei olam. His face shone like the malachim. He was sanctified. Halacha zayin. Hanavi efshar shetiyah nevuaso la'atzmo bilvad, la'archiv libo, ulahosif daito, ad sheyeda ma shelo haya yodea, me'osan dvar magdolim. There's two types of nevuas. One type of nevuah would sometimes come to a prophet in order just to expand his own mind, his own understanding of very lofty topics. However, a different type, the type we're more familiar with, is a second mode of being a Navi. The Epsher, Sheshulach Lam Me'ame Haaretz, O La'anchi Ir, O Mamlacha, L'chonin Osam Lo'odia, Ma'yasu, O Lamona Mimasim Haram Shebiyadeim. Another type of prophecy would be sent to a Navi is one which is a mission. He would go and tell a particular group of people, a city, a nation, what they should do in order to do things correctly or how to avoid doing the bad that they've done. Ukamish Meshalchim Oso, Noshtim Lo Os, Umofis, Kadesha Yeidu Ha'am, Shaakel, Shalchubamas. And when he's sent on this mission, the Navi is given some sort of sign in order to clarify for the people that indeed he was truly sent from God. However, the Rambam now clarifies, V'lokala osa os umofes ma'inim lo shehu navi. Not everybody who works some sort of wonder, some sort of sign, do we believe that he's a prophet. El adam shehayinu yodim bo mitchilaso shehu roi lenevuah v'chachmaso v'maisav shenis ala behen al kol b'nei gilo v'haya mahalich b'dargi ha'nevuah b'kdushasa v'b'rishasa v'achar kach bav asa os umofes v'amar shakel shalcho. Only if it's a circumstance where this individual is known to us, his background is known to us, he's somebody who was fit to be a Navi. He was an exceedingly great individual, somebody who was a Chacham, somebody who was a Tzaddik, and we recognize that he was beyond everybody else in his generation. We're talking about somebody who was a recognized Gadol Hador, who then comes and works a miracle, and then comes and tells us that God had sent him with a mission. So then mitzvah lishmoa mimenu, then we have an obligation to listen to him. Shenemar, a love to shmoa, there's a positive command to listen to him. And you're right, it's possible that he could work some sort of wonder, and he's not actually a Navi. And really, there's some sort of chicanery going on here. There's some hidden workings for what he's been purporting to have done. Nonetheless, we don't have to suspect that, and we can safely rely on our obligation to follow him. Since the first step, the prerequisite, is that he's somebody who's recognized us as being an exceedingly great individual, so then we keep him on that presumption that indeed he's a Navi. Because this is what we were commanded to do. Just as we're commanded to decide a court case based off of the testimony of two valid witnesses, people who we know to be valid, even though it's possible, conceivably, they could be lying, since with all of our knowledge about them, they are valid people who can serve as witnesses. So then we keep them on that presumption that indeed their testimony is valid. Hashem knows secrets. We don't. We have to operate on a plane which we can operate within. That which we see, that which we understand. If somebody seems to us to be the real deal, based on the fact that we know them to be somebody who's trustworthy, whether as a witness or whether as a Navi. So then we work with that presumption until we know otherwise. But assuming that's the case, so then when the Navi comes and gives us some sort of sign, we can trust him when he says that he's been sent by God and it's a mitzvah to listen to him. Overall, this is a really phenomenal parak. There's so many yesodos here fitting for Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. And in fact, tomorrow, Parak Ches, will continue on with explaining why it's so important for us to recognize that there's an essential distinction between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu's